About 9 o'clock in the morning, man. I still ain't been asleep, man. Oh well. I got a light in my right hand, though, so I guess you know what time it is.
Coming live from the struggle, but still so many blessings keep coming. I ain't mad, just appreciate them. I get less it and appreciate them. You should do the same, take a blunt, roll it up and let's start with ourselves. To ourselves, we gotta act like we the best, but only me, I'm not acting. I'm a factor, they fear when they look at me. I know why, cause I'm the truth, man. I'm the truth, man. A lot of people so scared to the truth, man. So let the truth begin. The government is hell, they don't wanna see us win. So the hell with them, I hope they all burn in hell again and again. Light a blunt up in a blaze, and let's get lit, the nigga float away. Yes. I'm just starting, I'm just warming up. You know, not too many metaphors and similes. I don't do all this shit, man, when I'm off the head, you know? Let's go. Chicago, this Chicago. Teens, will you let bygones be bygones? How many daring and albers must we see? Don't you see we all gon' be deceased if we keep killing each other every week? Shit, this man is fucked up, and ain't nobody trying to help us. Nah, man, getting lifted, appreciating life, man. I'm so glad to be alive. My granny just turned 71. It's an amazing feat. So proud to see, and she so proud of me. KV got its own companies and it's growing. Just out of town, I'ma be the greatest daddy that they ever seen. Me and baby mama, we gon' keep it clean.
Just listen.
Yeah. I'm just feeling myself right now, y'all. Got me so high, but I'm even more high off of life. The next pills is a good feeling, but just to know that I'm alive is a better feeling. Baby, in ICU, nigga, ICU, trying to keep me down. But ever you can't do that now, no, cause I got God in my life. He got me lifted in the sky, in the heavens. I'm hell bent when I'm living on these. Fuck boys, don't make me have to f*** you up, fuck boys. Shit, but God's just doing good. And A-Tech, he didn't move out the hood. He playing for Detroit Tigers now. $1 million contracts, he getting paid now. Oh, shit, let's go. You gotta smoke to that. Congratulations.
So many blessings, man. And I'm so thankful. And you should be thankful too. Look around you. You ain't dead.
slur my speech. We drink before the party, that's the pregame. And when we hit the party, we do the same thing. Throw it out, I slide through the door, get low from everybody. Daps and hugs, daps and hugs, low from everybody. Music sounding right, these girls are looking tight. But these niggas must not like women, they just wanna fight. And I'm like, dawg, you messing up my buzz.
Don't tell nobody too much. We just ride Bugatti. Bad chick shot it, sort of resemble Sade. Imported her in from Raleigh and pulled up into the valet. The boy dropped the keys, trying to sneak a peek at that body. See, this that time of the week, she like to freak a leak and get naughty. Therefore, I like to thank God and Ice Cube for Friday, cause la-di-da-di. The swag goo. You a bad girl and your friends bad too. Oh, you got the swag sauce, you drip the swag goo. Oh.
Yeah, yeah, we're back. Like I said, that's live, your boy Ceddie J. And man, okay, so I want to go ahead and share one big announcement that we got coming up. Of course, you know, I talked about Human Cameras Magazine. I launched last Thursday. And with that, you know, got a special thing we're going to do. The Stroke of Midnight is midnight Central Standard Time. I'll be making it to where you'll be able to get the magazine for this kind of rate versus what it usually costs. So when you go to there, you're going to find out, you know, you'll be able to get the magazine for cheaper. Just go to dustbot.com/Human Canvas Magazine. Click the cover, it will take you to the magazine and let you allow you to purchase it. You can purchase the print copy, which comes with a digital copy for free, or you can just purchase just a digital copy. So different ways you can definitely support what we got going on, different business ventures right here that we make a big move from the one family. Now, as far as we're doing that, you know, I got to approach as far as the DJ side of things I do. I've got a tattoo party and showcase will be this Saturday in Louisville. And they'll be doing tattoos starting at $20. Or if you need a touch-up or a fix-up, you can come on through as well. They also make it non-laser ankle and hip tattoos. And come on with it. There will be some live performances. If you want a slot to get at, make sure you get down ASAP because, you know, there's going to be limited performances. And definitely want to get into, because we're going to make something happen for it, man. It's going to be definitely an interesting party. It's $5 and getting all night, 18 and up. And, of course, you know, bring your money. You can't get a tip. If you just come to the party, you can do that too. But, you know, you also, while you party, if you want, you can also get tattoos then. So we're just doing a bunch of different things. We also, in there, you know, of course, yours truly be spinning. But if it's a tattoo party, you know I wasn't going to pass up the opportunity to get a chance to just really show off and involve the magazine. So the magazine will be involved with it. And definitely can't wait to, you know, anybody that's, you know, that wants to, that's why they're there, you know, wants to showcase the tattoo in the fan art section, definitely do so. Also, I will be taking orders for the magazine, too, people that want to purchase the magazine right then and there. So, a lot of big moves to make, man. Can't wait. Yeah, So, as far as what's almost going on in news about the birthday. Now, I told y'all Friday. I told you about how Friday we're celebrating it. I'm at Zouk. And I was Zouk in beautiful downtown Dallas. It's definitely, you know, it was something I'm really, I'm just at lots of words. It was fun. Like, it was like one of the, you know, I have a lot of fun birthdays, and you know, every year do something different for it, something a little different. even if it, you know, some people are like, oh, I did a clap scene. You know, but it's about, you know, what are you doing differently with it to make it, you know, to make it pop right. So we did something a little different. You know, instead of having to take the time out to have to put the event together myself and Nick, that's what I've been doing for most of them. Lately, a lot of the past couple ones, I decided to go ahead and let somebody else run the show on this one. And definitely, wow, it was, you know, the people, what I love about it was the people who were surrounding me, who was at my table and stuff, they weren't boring. They were, to the fact that where we were just, you know, we had a good time. Like, it was, like, crazy. You know, of course, you see pictures of like his Instagram and whatnot. And it was great because it was celebrating two things. We were celebrating my birthday and celebrating the birth of my magazine, too. So you got two different things to celebrate for. It just makes, you know, the occasion, first off, makes it that much more fun. And then fun people make it, you know, making it fun as well. So going into that a little more, you know, we had a nice prime location where the table was right in the action where you can see me. Like, it was like, wow, who is that dude right there type stuff. And so we had, you know, a lot of people was coming through, showing some love, and, man, it was great to see some, it was great to see a lot of college friends in there and coming through and just showing love. And, you know, if I saw somebody I knew that was cool with me, you know, I let them come to the table and have fun. It wasn't on some old extra Hollywood stuff. It was really just having fun. And pretty much if you were there and you were involved on the table, you had to have fun. Even people at other tables started coming to our table because we were just having so much fun, man. That's what it was all about. And definitely that's what it's all about, is people was really coming together and all being, you know, just celebrate something, let's have fun. Like, if you're going to take the time out to get all jazzed up to get to go somewhere, you know, then, wow. And, you know, a lot of times what it is, people, like, some people didn't even know it was celebrating my birthday. You know, they just happen to be going it to do anyway. So when you got a reason to celebrate something, it makes you that much more hype. And that's exactly what happened with them. Like, they really were feeling it. And I'm definitely can say that I'm very impressed by what's going on. And wow. Mm-mm-mm. So, you know, that's what's up. You know, go ahead. I'll chop up some more. We get another music ready. Let's go to another two songs. I want three sung you to death this time. All right, so we got a couple more songs, and basically I'm playing a lot of songs with people that support me a lot, and that's what a part is. Like, you're hearing a lot of songs. You're hearing a lot of songs of people who are part of the event, so make something happen for my birthday and all that. So this is my Gore Greedy Man. This is I Want This, I Want That. We back.
Niggas get money and forget about everybody. Shit, and that's when karma kick in. Me? Shit, I'ma do me, but at the same time, ain't forget who got me, though. My people, my hood, your people, your hood. This BB, you understand me? I'ma step in the light and tell them about that. Hey, got the boo behind me. Hey, yeah, man. I want this, I want that.
When I blow, I want this, I want that.
I want this, I want that. When I blow, when I blow, I want this, I want that. I want this, I want that. I want this, I want that. When I blow, when I blow, I want this, I want that. I want this, I want that. I want this, I want that. When I blow, when I blow, I want this, I want that. I want this, I want that. With my last rolling beat, Mike T, Epidel in the band. My nigga Doobie gon' be free. We throw a party at my pad. Tears drop, rolling down my mama face. She glad. Like Danny Jackson, brother, bitch, I'm Michael Jackson bad. I'm Michael Jackson bad. I want the squad to blow, cause we got hits for days. When I dine, if they hate, bitch, I got clips for days. Got a problem with me, man, we can take it to the block. Got that Romo on my grip and keep that OJ in my sock. Don't be mad. That mean I'm gaining in this hole. I'm on a mission with it, partner, trying to stay up out the trap. Even though I'm showing love, I keep a killer will strap. When I blow, I want this, I want that. I want this, I want that. I want this, I want that. When I blow, I want this, I want that. I want this, I want that. I want this, I want that. When I blow, I want this, I want that. I want this, I want that.
I want this, I want that. Stay greedy, I'ma get it when I work this powder pack. Hustling on the coda loaded, hustling, bringing in them racks. Keep my eyes on them leeches and I'm watching out for rap. Niggas wanna do me bad, cause I'm shining on they ass. Why hustle just for broke when I want rims on the slab? I got plans to come in first, I can't stand to come in last. I got some killers on my team that's quick to get off of your ass. BTP, we in this thing. BBE, what's happening, man? Treat the mic just like cocaine and watch me blow like Mary Jane. Man, I'm too cold with the flow. Beat a mic hot like a flame. And I must be doing something right, cause they screaming my name. Motivated by the haters. Glad you niggas sleeping on me. Bust the ass niggas, that was cool, but they turned phony. When I blow, I want it all. Can't settle for nothing less. DJ Cali with this rap shit. We the fucking
best. When I blow, I want this, I want that. I want this, I want that. I want this, I want that. When I blow, I want this, I want that. I want this, I want that. I want this, I want that. When I blow, I want this, I want that. I want this, I want that.
And we are back. All right, we got God's another song. Well, I just want to introduce you for all the good next song. I'll let you know, get my little cowboy voice on. All right, this is another one. I have time for it. Nah, I'm going to go time for it. Nah, I got time for it. You can go. Let's go to Jay-Z. Show me what you got. Be back.
This is state of emergency.
What you want me to do? I'm sorry. I'm back. Let's go get him, Judge.
Winter's turn, Hobie Hove is the coldest, but just gets better with time. I'm like Opus, one, young, no two alike like a snowflake. Okay,
show me what you got, babe.
Words are slurring, engine purring, mommy front, but I'm so determined. Shots up a drone, now she in the zone. I ain't talking about the 2-3. Mommy in the zone like the homie 2-3. Jordan change, make no difference, you are balling the same. I am the Mike Jordan of recording. You might wanna fall back from recording. Right, it's not important, so it's forced him to go for the hype. For being brave, they may applaud him. But misery, I will assure them. Oh, baby, just ignore them. Truth or dare, mommy, listen and learn. I gotta drop, I just took up the top. It's your turn.
Hey, Just for Dallas or Fort Worth, but I like to mention the Denton area too. That's a big part.
of all goes on around here. And it's crazy. It's three radio personalities, which is including myself. One, my boy, M Square from 979.
Mm-hmm.
And his birthday is on yesterday, the first. Today, my boy AV from K104. His is on the second, and then mine tomorrow is on the third, and then each of us are in different. One's in the Dallas area, one's in Denver, the other's in the Fort Worth area. So it's just crazy. And the crazy thing is, AZ and M Square have both been the show, have both been on my show before, and we've all shown each other love on his other show. So it's just crazy to see that people are showing love to each other like that on such a wide spectrum.
Yeah, definitely. That's crazy.
So, yeah, it was like, wow, wow, wow.
Wowzers.
So, yeah, it was like for instance, one of the things we did, they got real, oh, my God, it was, like, it was just crazy. Like, it felt like it was, like, it was celebrity in there, but it was like, okay, celebrity. I like it was like a lot more attention was being drawn towards me versus celebrity. That's how crazy I had it.
Wow.
I was like, I mean, I love the Dallas Cowboys. Love the Dallas Cowboys, but you know.
Okay.
You know, you got at the end of the day, I don't care how much celebrity you are, sometimes you can't go up against me. In this case, it wasn't like a competition or nothing, but in this case, he didn't want to go. It was just so much. So, you know, you got some chicks that's going to go bopping because you got this NFL player. But then some people just like, our table, we had it so crazy. It was, you know, we popped a bottle of coconut syrup. Then the Ciroc girls come around. He kept coming to us, bringing us free shots of Amaretto Ciroc all night. You know, they wanted to try that out. They kept bringing shots of that. And then one of my photographer friends, he brought me a shot of Berry Ciroc. I was like, man, like for a turn of Ciroc boy tonight, it's crazy.
Wow.
So, yeah, turn up. Body shots being involved, all kind of crazy stuff. It was fun. We started going to other people's tables, turning up their tables. We was doing it.
That's what's up, man. Go crazy. That's what I'm talking about. Y'all had a good time.
Yeah, I know. I'm hoping. You know, you got definitely. You got to do it for your birthday. I know you got the big 2-1 coming up.
I do, and I still haven't made up my mind.
That's how I was. I didn't really finalize what I wanted to do to the week, mm-hmm. Right, a couple of days for the week of. That's how I was. And I was like, he was like, why you don't complain? Because I didn't necessarily want to. And the thing is, a lot of times I put events together myself for it. I started doing it. I just wanted to go have fun and do it. Because I'm always, most of them go, not there. I'm always working and having fun, which I still work. Look, I work, but I didn't work. On Friday, but it was fun. Like a lot of people got to find, but the magazine they were just like amped because some people were just like, you know, man, you said, man, you know what, man, you one of the people that when you say you're gonna do something, you do it and you try to make it happen against all odds.
Right.
And that's how you gotta do it, man. It's gonna be some bumps and bruises along the way, but it's about how you bounce back and continue to make something happen from it. So.
That's true. That's true, man. But hey, I mean, your birthday is about to be here in a few, actually.
Because I know the Eastern time zone is going to be in 20 minutes, but for me, in my time zone, it'll be another hour and 20 minutes.
Okay, but, yeah, well, I'm on Eastern, so we're going to have to turn up a little early. We're going to have to turn up a little early.
But, yeah, I've been, you know, but like I tell people, it's going to be a, I'm celebrating the Virgo sign, too, so we're going to be celebrating all Virgo. the season. You know, we're celebrating the whole Virgo season. You know, it's even Libra, them September Libra. They think they have about something, but it's about the September Virgos.
Hey, that's what's up. Virgos is in the building.
Yeah, so, you know, September Virgos and September Libras, you know, they're on a whole nother level. You know, them Libras in September, you know, they, y'all know about them.
Oh, you better chill. You know I'm a Libra.
I know. You and Red Shay is going to both come to me. Watch out from y'all.
Yep, couldn't hear you.
I know, because you and Red Shades, y'all both going to come at me for that one.
Oh, yeah,
you know,
definitely.
Red Shades, yeah, because she's a Libra, too. So, yeah, she can come at me with a pitchfork.
Yeah, it's going to get real. It's going to get real. Libra Nation. But we still turn it up for the Virgos.
Yeah, so, you know, you got to make it happen. You know, when you come to yours, you got to make it. You'll figure out, so, you know, just make it happen. The whole point of the thing is making sure. You know, make sure people have fun. You know, make sure you having fun. And
Well,
you're not worried about everybody else. You're not trying to worry about everybody else as much. It's so much easier. And people just having fun because you're having fun. It's different. Like, I hate going to parties and it's supposed to be your birthday party and people want you to be too worried about them having fun. What's the point in that?
I feel that. I do. I could agree with you, too. That's just how, I mean, I don't know. I never really be deciding what I want to do for my birthday. Like, it's just, I never been that type. Like, I'm not used to even really celebrating. I mean, I'll celebrate, but I don't know. So, I know it's coming up too fast, too. I'm like, geez. I looked at the freaking date. I'm like, okay, this is coming too fast. But I guess when you're just working and not paying no attention, that's just how it is. But I'm going to do something. But
I understand what you mean. You know, some people, they said, like you said, you don't necessarily celebrate that much.
Mm-hmm.
Like for me, I personally, I celebrate on a different level because I like, you know, for me, there's a lot of people that didn't make it to the year that you make it to. Every year that you made it to, you live in life. Somebody didn't make it to that year.
Yeah, that's
so
right.
I live it for not only just myself, but for the fact that some people didn't make it. You know, it's people that, you know, they could have, you know, they didn't get to live up to being the 20. Some people didn't get to live to be 27 or 26 or 25 or something. You know, going backwards and backwards. Every year is special to me because that's another year that, you know, I'm alive and well and still being in position to make things happen. So, I don't take it for granted at all. So I celebrate it every year. Some people are like, some people might think it's, but it's what it is, man. You know, embrace life. So that's how I look at it.
True. You're right, though. I totally agree with you.
Yes, I say, you know, you do it up, you know, especially. You know, that's one of the biggest birthdays is 20, you know, 21. You turn 21, you know, even though we all can keep it 10,000 on here, as they like to say, 10,000. You know, some people can live their birthdays up. You know, they live their birthdays. Man, you know, I was already drinking before their 21st. But, you know, really, but being able to do it to where you get to celebrate it openly and whatever and really have the chance to go do that. It's like, obviously, like when you're 21, it's like you got this superpower.
Mm-hmm.
Like you're able to do you can do most things at that age.
Yeah, legally. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's true.
Most of the stuff you can do is at that age. You can pretty much go up to any area and celebrate your birthday or no problem.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like you go to Vegas, celebrate. No, man, you know, most of the clubs are always like 21 and up. So you pretty much can go do that. It's a lot of rights that you don't have until you're 21. And, you know, that's the thing, man. Like, it'll definitely don't take it for granted, you know. And, heck, it'll come to your head because, like I said, for me, I didn't even have anything finally planned until the week before, like a week before the event happened. So I definitely had to say it was well above my expectations.
Well, that's good, man. That's what's up. That's all that matters.
Yes, and then I have recovered on Saturday. And I recovered on Saturday. Yesterday, I went out to eat, and then I went to a house party, and it was fun. The house party was pretty fun.
Okay. Welcome to my house party.
That was one of the cover moments. We started doing drinking games, so we started getting crazy.
Wow.
Yeah, so. And it's funny because, a lot of people, they think that I'm just, like, crazy all the time. And
mm-hmm.
This one chick, that was her first time, like, meeting me outside the club. And she was like, wow, I didn't realize that you was the same person. Because I honestly didn't correlate that you were the same person because, I'm thinking of this crazy guy. Like, yeah, that's a lot of people don't realize that. I am pretty lively most of the time, but sometimes I just be in chill mode. I just be chilling, and I still be turned up. I just don't be as turned up. And by the way, I did announce on Thursday that I'll be no longer using the word turn up. I retired it. I retired. It's now Let's Get Dangerous.
Okay.
So those of y'all that know, some people are like, man, I know that's, I heard that before. Where is that from? If you watch Dark Green Duck, that's where I got it from. Let's Get Dangerous.
Oh, Lord.
So, yes. And if you think about it, when you turn up, most of the time people say turn up, most it's about them, that's exactly what it's about them doing. It's about them, doing some crazy, getting real crazy. So it works the same way. So I was like, wow, let's put kinetic catches in and start playing off of that. So that's the new phrase. And people already say it on Fridays. I'm going to start saying that. Because, everybody turning up now. I was like, I need a break from turning up.
Yeah, that word is probably getting played out to me. That's why I just say go crazy.
Right, yeah, do something. I know I had to just pick something different, I'm like, oh, yeah, it's time to pick something different. So, yeah. So, yeah, man, I can't believe I'm turning 27. It's just crazy. A lot of people are tripping out because they didn't realize I was at the age I was at. They thought I was so much younger. Depending on who I talk to, people think I'm old. Some people think I'm older. Some people think I'm younger. It's just because of, when you talk to some of the older people, and they see how it's the way I carry myself sometimes, they tend to think that I'm older than I am.
Mhm. Yeah, I could agree with that. I'd say you don't look like you're 27, but the knowledge that you have is like you're older, so I can understand it. But here in 27, it's like, whoa, but that's like a blessing, though. I wouldn't have expected it, but at the same time, it makes you confused. It's like, he doesn't look it, but at the same time, okay, yeah, well, it just makes you be torn. Like, okay, he has the knowledge, but he don't look like it, but that's what's up, it's a blessing, though. A lot of people don't even, like you said, don't make it to see that.
Yeah, because that's you. You like you about 16 with milk in your breath. Nah, you don't look that young. I'll just cover for you, but nah. It's people think just because you get older, you gotta act all old and. And you can have mature and still be fun. Like, stop. Some people want to think that means be boring in order to be, to show that you're getting older. That means you got to be boring. No, it doesn't
mm-hmm.
mean that.
Yeah, that's true. I just think everybody with every age, though, you just have to live. Because I just, that's what I noticed about myself. I'm like, yes, I turned 18, and then I turned 19. Then when I turned 19, I still couldn't really believe. Then I hit 20, and it's like, whoa. Like, I still can't believe I'm about to be 21. But it's like, you have to live. Like, you really have to live. A lot of people don't know the definition of living, but you have to live. Like, I noticed, like, through the last couple of years, I've been living, but I've been living for others and to make others happy. So when you're living for yourself, it's kind of different. Because you're like, well, now it's about me, so what do I want to do? You know what I mean? So it's just like, it's so important to live because you can't go back and, you know, and do it all over. You just can't. But as long as you have another day, you wake up, you have another opportunity to, try again, turn things around, but you still can't go back to 18, 17, you know. So I definitely say live it up. 27, hey. And it's about to go down. I'm doing the countdown. You should see me looking at the time right now. It's 11:52 where I'm at. So it's like, yeah, a couple more minutes.
Yeah, and we're living too. You know, you got to understand that, you know, everybody be on that YOLO stuff. But, I mean, you got to freaking, you know, be an a-hole. Because you can live and stuff and still... You know, it's still do it right.
Mhm, that's true.
And have fun. There's some crazy things you can go through, but you know, but don't do something where you regret it for the rest of your life. And everybody makes mistakes, but just realize what the mistake you make is. Make sure it's something you can live with.
I agree.
Some crazy stuff that I can live with still. That's why I said, man, you did that, man, you crazy, man. If it's stuff I've done, I can sit there and say, okay, yeah, it was crazy, but I still didn't date. I can still walk around my chin up high.
That's good. That's what's up.
So, yeah, that's what you get. That's what we got to realize that, you know, don't take your life. A lot of people take their life for granted, and you think that this is that every day is promised for them, isn't that? You know, that's why a lot of times, it's not just I just smile because I'm trying to hide something. I smile a lot because, I'm happy, or I personify happiness most of the time because I am happy. I'm happy that you know, things is that I'm able to just every day is another chance for me to get the next day right and get that much closer to something I really want to succeed in. So
mm-hmm.
That's how I look at it.
I feel that. I could agree. I agree with you. Yo, man, where's Keith been?
Hey, Keith, she'll be here on Wednesdays. You know, they got her. They got her working the slave. They got her working like a slave.
Ooh,
like they got her working like Kunta on Mondays.
Oh Lord. Shout out to that girl Keith though. Get it in, baby. So as long as she working, she doing her thing. That's what's up, man.
Yes, yeah, so she'll be here. She'll be here on Wednesday. On Wednesday's show, we will have an interview, a guest interview. Okay. Yeah, be on lookout for who we'll have. We'll put that up, moment.
Cool.
We'll put that up sometime before Wednesday happens. But like I told you, when it turns 12 here in Central Time. For 27 hours straight, we're gonna have my special my birthday special on the magazine. So you get the magazine for this kind of rate versus its original price. It is so 27 hours. Yeah, 27 hours to shoot to buy the magazine at a discounted rate. At its 27 hours, it's going right back up. And yes, 27. Those of y'all that's catching up. 27, I picked that because that matches the amount of years that I have been living as of tomorrow. So, man, this is crazy. This is crazy, son. This is crazy. But, yeah, so what all you got coming up? Turn to disappeared. See, disappeared. All right, so... We got about 4 minutes, left over. I wanted to, again, just remind you guys, I'll check out the show's coming this week. We got tomorrow, Glitz and Glamour. It's your girl, Mama Angela in Houston, Reezy. Then you got on Wednesday show, we'll be back with Life of the Dove Live for interview on that show. And then on Thursday, you're going to have our two shows, you know, Double Whammy Day. You know, Thursday will be on the fly. Check them out at the same time we come on Thursday. And then, you know, after they show off, you get an hour break to breathe, go get you something to eat, sip a little, drink a little, whatever you do. And then after that, you can go ahead and switch it up and go to, and you'll be able to come back to listen to other show, Real Spirit Radio.
Nice.
So, yes, do two shows on Thursday, so y'all got to check it out. And Real Spirit Radio is two hours straight.
It's going to be crazy, though.
Yes. The premieres of, last week, premiere week of Real Spirit Radio was crazy. It was fun. Like, wow, man. So y'all definitely, every Thursday, that show is going to be crazy as well. So y'all got to check them out. Check them out.
Can't wait.
Okay.
All right.
Cheryl, what you got coming up for the week? I know you got some stuff up your sleeve.
Me? I do. I've just been doing a lot of research and really trying to figure out fully who I am and what direction does Taryn want to go. What is Taryn like? So really it's just, I'm kind of on a journey now is what I'd say. So I'm not going to say everything I've been doing, but I've been writing a lot. I'm about to get back into painting. It's just, you know, just pulling some things together, trying to see how I'm going to hit the business, you know, the moves to make, how I'm going to hit them, which way I'm going to hit them, like how I'm just going to come out. So it's just, Taryn's chilling. I mean, the show's still up and roll, so that, you know, everything's still the same. No. That's all.
Well, we're definitely supporting the growth of it, and just definitely, we're glad you're back. Cause, we know you're going to stuff, go get in there, and glad you're back. So, you're still this. Oh, dear. Yeah, so, we definitely can't wait. And, getting up in mind about it for, we get a close show out on Friday. Not Friday, it'll be Saturday. We're going to have Blue Moon Tattoo Showcase Party. So while you partying, you actually get a tattoo done, too.
Everybody. I know y'all heard that, so.
Yeah, and it's $5 cover. It's $5 cover, and it's $20. Tattoos, starting at $20. It's more like a credit card. It's like a credit card size one. So they're going to be doing those with three tattoo artists in the building. You know, if it gets too crazy, if it's starting to get seen, something's going to be crazy. Yeah, we're going to need some more tattoo artists. But and that, man, definitely can't wait. We're going to be having Human Canvas Magazine involved with it, too. So
Dope.
Yeah. That being said, going on now, everybody. Bonnie and everything you do, no matter what you do, no matter how you do it. Remember, where there's a J or where there's a U, there is a way.
Wait a second. It's 12 o'clock. Why on that? Happy birthday, Sadie J.
You did it
so
on
crazy,
purpose.
So crazy.
Thank you.
Yeah.
All right, so, Karen, let them know how they can find the show, their new episode.
Okay. You guys could check us out on Dustbot or on Blog Talk Radio or on the iTunes app and also the TuneIn app. And that's it. Other than that, we're tweeting the links. Oh, yeah, and on Blog Talk Radio / Life After Dust Live or / Set EJ. There you go. That's everything. Yep.
All right. You got to roll on out, everybody.
We out, y'all. Y'all have a blessed night.
See you.
Happy birthday to Steady again.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening, everybody.